Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Jamison moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Rice moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Fuchter reaches third base with a triple. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk takes first base on ball four. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fuchter scores. Lutsk moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lutsk scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hargrave for a passed ball. Myatt moves to third. Carr moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Carr scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Joe Jard now pitching. Cliff Lee pinch hits for Pat McNulty. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Lee now playing right field. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fuchster fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Fuchster strikes out. Hargrave drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fuchster out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Jard covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carr is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Jamieson hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lee hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Jard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jard is 0-for-1 in the game. Jard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter catches it and throws to first to double up Robertson. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Jamieson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jamieson. Rice moves to second. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rice moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Lamott moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Speaker moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fuchter hits a fly ball towards center. Jacobson catches it and throws to Lamott, who relays to McManus to double up Burns. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Rublutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field. Speaker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Speaker. McManus moves to third. Jacobson moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. Jacobson scores. It's 8-5, Indians. Garland Buckeye now pitching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a line drive. Speaker throws the ball into Sewell, who relays the ball to Feuchter, who tags Robertson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hargrave moves to third. One out. Joe Evans pinch hits for Joe Jard. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hargrave scores. It's 8-6, Indians. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Stauffer now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Myatt moves to third. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lee hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson, who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Myatt scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Indians. Chet Falk now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Speaker hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. It's 11-6, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler moves to third. 2 outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hargrave strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Falk covering. Safe. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Garland Buckeye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckeye is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckeye hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lee hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lamott hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Feuchter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Falk fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lutsk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Lamott who tags Lutsk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hargrave hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter catches it and throws to first to double up Jacobson. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.